Okay, so this is going to be my first podcast about this book that I'm writing called The Sound the Blue Jay Makes. To begin this podcast, I'm going based off some small topics that I just jotted down on my notes on my phone. So I'm just gonna read those quickly and then just elaborate on them a little bit. The first thing I wanted to cover as far as the book goes is the process in writing it. Just to give a little bit of background on the book. I've been writing it for the last 4 years. It's been an on and off thing, given that I'm a college student. I've been dealing with jobs or whatever the case may be. I've moved out, so that was another issue, like trying to get comfortable living with my girlfriend in her house. And just, I completely forgot about the book over the 4 years that went by in on different occasions. So I decided to pick it up once again after I left from Tennessee. And that was a whole other trip, which opened my mind to finally being able to finish the book. The purpose of the book, okay, the purpose of the book mainly is to give my experience throughout my life these last 4 years. I'm not saying that it's been these 4 years where I've dealt with this issue. But it's when I decided to come up with the idea of writing the book. The purpose of the book is to show people what it feels or what it sounds like, or like the description more or less of how it feels when somebody's depressed or somebody feels suicidal thoughts, or people who deal with addiction or drug abuse or whatever the case may be, just all the things that are some sort of like a taboo into today's society. Because in today's society, we are so close-minded to people who deal with the things that I listed, and we are a really hateful community that rather than accept and understand that these people are hurting, we decide to push them away. And then you wind up with teens, even children who take their own lives because they aren't taken seriously, and the adults or their own friends say, "Oh, you're acting too dramatic." Depression is a thing. Suicidal thoughts is a thing. It's a very intense illness that unfortunately it cannot be cured. It's more of a it's a mental thing that it can't be cured, but it can be lessened over time with the help of understanding people, friends, family. And at one point, I began taking medication for it. And yes, it helped. However, I don't want to spend the rest of my life on medication. Ergo, I decided to rely on my friends and family. My girlfriend being my number one help through the whole issue. She's literally been my wall to keep me strong and closed, and just, I can't thank her enough for that. That's besides the point. That's mainly the purpose of the book, to show people how it feels and to show the people who deal with depression and suicidal thoughts and addiction that they're not the only ones that deal with it. Even though you may think you're alone or whatever the case may be, there's a book going to be coming out that specifically says and shows the people who are hurting that somebody else is hurting too. And I feel like when I release this book, somebody's gonna read it and they're gonna say, "Wow, I feel the exact same way." And then that'll bring up like some sort of momentum into possibly even talking to one another to talk about the issue or whatever it is, just to reach out. The key themes in the book, as I went over, it's to go in a on a broader spectrum, deals with depression, suicidal thoughts or whatever, or actions, addiction, whether it be addiction to drugs, addiction, like just addiction in general. Deals with loss, anger, sometimes even happiness. There's a few like points in that book where I portray signs of happiness, different theme would probably be miscommunication, broken relationships, just different things. What to expect from my readings? Mainly expect to feel uncomfortable. All of my readings, with the exception of a few of them, are very morbid. They're very raw, and they all produce material that I really don't think you will find in another book, specifically because it is the majority of the book is all fiction, given that some of the stories, some of the poems have symbolic meaning representations behind that, and I'll go into that in further podcasts. It's just really raw material, and I do not sugarcoat anything like some authors may. I give you exactly what it is. I go into very explicit description on what's happening in the stories and in the poems. So expect to feel uncomfortable, but also I want you to read the book with an open mind, seeing that this is a disturbing book. However, this is somebody's brain, like, coming up with all of these ideas, somebody who's hurting, somebody who not many people try to reach out, and not, I like, they didn't go to negative outlets. I channeled my depression and suicidal tendencies and thoughts to this writing and to this book, and I already know that as soon as this book is done, it's going to be a huge weight off my back, because I know for a fact that people are going to be inspired by my story. As far as contacting me, if you have any questions or anything, obviously if you're a close friend or whatever the case may be, if you're an acquaintance, shoot me a text, call me, set up a time that you want to see me. I'm sure in the book I'll put like my email down or something. As far as contacting, you can just text me, call me, DM me on Instagram if you follow me or whatever, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have at all. I know this is one thing that a lot of people have been asking me. When is it coming out? I thought about it recently, and you can't put a time frame on when you think a book is going to be released. A book will be released when the author thinks it's ready, and I think it's ready. However, there's something holding me back from releasing it out. And there's only going to be limited amount of books, maybe 50 to begin with, because I don't want to overstep the amount of books I buy, and then it winds up being a flop and I'm stuck with 600 books inside my house. So it's going to be small at first, and depending on how the public reacts to it, like, it's going to be out in the Miami-Dade College. They host a book fair, so, and that's going to give me a lot of marketing. One of my friends gave me the idea to do that. So yeah, as far as release time frame, realistically, I'd like to get it out very soon. I know I'm in the editing process right now, so it'll take a little bit of time. At the latest, by the end or mid of 2019, it should be completely done and out. The current point in which I'm at with the book, as I said, editing. I've finished the majority of my writings. I'd say I'm about 75% of the way finishing, and honestly, like, I'm really proud of it. Like, I've done a few things in my life where I've created things, or I've worked towards something to reach a bigger outcome, whether it be with work and getting promotions, or whether it be doing culinary competitions and getting a reward for winning. In this case, this book, I feel I hold it into a very high position in my life, because it's such a huge moment and thing that I'll be releasing to the public. Because this is basically something that I've never really shared with many people, but I feel that it's something that needs to be done. Because I think with what I have to share and what I have to give to people, knowledge-wise and just experience-wise, I feel like I can help a lot of people who are struggling with the same thing that I've struggled with. And I really think it's going to be a beautiful thing when the book finally comes out. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it as far as covering the whole basis of what's gonna be of the book or what's gonna happen with it. If I decide to think up of any other ideas or anything, obviously I'll post up another podcast, but this is it.